Today is a quite stormy weather, so alarms time, my internet might go out. I live in like a town where this happens, so FYI. But not to worry, I have my trusty hotspot on standby, inshallah. Let us get started today, inshallah. We will start with a couple of housekeeping notes, inshallah ta'ala, and then inshallah I will get into the content for the day, which is we're looking at continuing to look at mansubatil asma, the words that are mansub in Arabic, in the Arabic language. Housekeeping note number one is today is our penultimate class, subhanallah. And then, inshallah, on not Thursday, but the Monday afterwards is going to be our final class. The class right now, what's it called? Sorry, the class on Thursday, excuse me, we're not having because it is Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah, and it is highly recommended to fast on that day. So, just to make things easier for ourselves, we are going to not have class on that day, but instead have class on the following day, the following, like, Monday, for example, right? So that's number one. Number two is I am going to be, inshallah, sending a couple of emails to you all, inshallah. Number one email will be the email that has a link where you can, just write your name and email address. And please express whether you are interested in becoming a TA. And inshallah, if you're interested in becoming a TA, like you'll get a link to like a WhatsApp group. I know there's hundreds of WhatsApp groups, but this will be worth your time, inshallah. And then what we'll do is that we'll find a time before the end of the semester. So this week, inshallah, we'll make some time to quickly meet. To discuss some things about the teeing, what it entails, inshallah, and what's in it for you, inshallah, essentially as students. Okay, that's number two. Number three, I will send you an email with the how to access the recordings after the class. The term expires essentially. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send a link to the an email to the STA 1 and 2 group, and then I'll send one to you guys, the STA 3 group. So if you're in both, then you'll get multiple emails, not to worry, inshallah. And the way it will work is that you will have access to the videos are on YouTube, and I don't plan on deleting them from YouTube at all. Unless YouTube crashes and dies, then of course you don't have the videos. I don't think that's happening though. So those I will create a playlist, STA 1 playlist, STA 2 playlist, STA 3 playlist. I'll send that to you. And then also I will make a document that has like the lists of the topics, right? And how like the topic link is, you can click it and it goes takes you to that video. So it will have that there, inshallah. Maybe actually I'll just send that document because then subhanAllah, you can just click it and the video is there anyway, right? So maybe I'll just do that, send you a document that has all the links in it, inshallah, with the titles of the class. That way you have all the content, and I can encourage you to download all the PDFs. So now you have everything essentially that the course offers. Does that sound good, inshallah? You can even do this yourself. You can just even download the or copy paste the steps to Arabic, from the portal, right, into like a Word doc, and make it so that it copies over the links, and then boom, you have all the files with you, right, or all the links to the recordings with you. Now, in terms of the reason why the portal cannot stay on for longer than a year is just logistics on our side at Al Kawthar. The logistics is that we have new registrations. We actually have multiple programs that are offered where students are registered or not, for the sake of just smooth logistics. The policy was that you know, the courses expire after a time. Right? The courses expire after a certain amount of time, and this is the recordings will expire, or the portal that you, that your login would expire after a year. I think I had misspoke in Steps to Arabic one part. Steps to Arabic part one when I said, "Oh, it will be lifetime access." But to ensure, to make it so that you can get access to all the files, my email will suffice for that, inshallah ta'ala, right? So even after the portal goes away, that email and those links will still be totally active, inshallah ta'ala. I don't plan on removing any of that content from the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is dedicated only for that, right? If you notice, it's the only dedicated channel for that. There's nothing else on it. It's not my channel. It's not Al-Kawthar's channel. It is only that. Alhamdulillah, so you can be rest assured that the videos are going to be there. Okay, that was number three, right? Class, TA, recordings, right? Final assignment. So final assignment. What we should do? Ma adraka ma final assignment. So here is an idea. I had to pause for some dramatic effect there. The idea, Sister Maria, you're hilarious. okay, so my idea was to make it so that it is like, I'll give you an ayah of the Quran, which is not super long, but not like, you know, it's not like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ or something, very short ayah. And what I will do is I will label the sentences for you. And then each of those sentences you translate and do I'rab to the best of your ability. You type it in a Word file and you send it, inshallah. That is one idea. What do you think of this idea? Sister Vedad likes it. You will not fail, Sister Fazana, and definitely, yes, you can definitely be TA for sure. So it's not, look, I don't want, the fear of failure is good because it pushes, the anxiety pushes you to learn, but the anxiety shouldn't push you to like over the top, right? Exactly. It's there. It's a practical example. So that's what I'm thinking, inshallah. Due date. What do you think of the due date, though? So I am currently, you know, I'll show you something that I've been currently working on. It should, inshallah, maybe excite you a little bit, right? So I was working on a list of like full topics of what, you know, STA 1 and 2 will look like. Next, actually, by the way, for 2020-2021, we're not going to do it three parts. We're going to do it as just two parts. September to December, and then January to basically end, just the beginning of or middle of July, right? Two parts covers basically the same content that we've covered, but more, you know, like the same things, you know, Ajurmiya. But now the Quran, I'm going to put it more as like a, you know, like a block, you know what I mean? And take away some things that I felt didn't work so well down the road. But anyway, so I've been working on this, alhamdulillah. This is almost done. And Ustaz Samia, who's awaiting my call so we can discuss this. I'm almost done, don't worry. I'm going to call you soon. But once this is done, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to get to your STA2 tests, and I'll send you your grades, inshallah ta'ala, from that. And inshallah, the test for this one will then be graded afterwards. So how about, you know, say like the, what is it now, 27th? How about 23rd of August? How is that? Is that decent time? If we get it to you like by the end of this week, right? You still have like a class before we do it. And then August 23rd, inshallah ta'ala. Is that a good due date? Inshallah. Okay, excellent. So that is that. It's not going to be overly complicated, inshallah. It'll be a nice you know, it's like this. Think of it, you know, like the tutorial, right? The tutorial has like, you know, 3 or 4 ayat. Imagine those like 3 or 4 ayat are like in one ayah, right? That is how long it will be, right? So you have like something to go off of. Is that all right? Okay, very good. Inshallah. Again, the idea is just you know, attempted, try your best. It's a way for you to learn and apply. I think I don't feel right that we don't do an assessment at the end where everything hopefully is tied together, right? Like I feel it's worth the time and effort. And I think you will too, inshallah. Okay, so those are the 4 housekeeping notes out of the way. That took a while, but alhamdulillah, it's important to get them out of the way. All right, now you see this file that I'm using, right? Can you see my screen? All right, so this file is not the file that we usually use. There's a quiz. I have a quiz for you today. Pop quiz. But it's very straightforward. It's like 4 multiple choice questions. It's a joke, inshallah. If you go here, it's a slightly different one. So if you go here on course materials, it's right here, the charts and tables. Quick question on Kahoot. I had some complaints that people couldn't do the Kahoot and like see my screen at the same time. How did you all find it, like from that angle? Because the reason why I actually stopped doing it because, so you essentially need 2 devices, right? Is that right? You need 2 devices? You play it on a cell phone, you looked on the screen. Okay, so you know, since you all are here, I'm just going to take a minute of your time and ask you. I'm going to put this as recommendation for next time, huh? For the next course, that you use a computer, laptop or desktop to attend the class, right? Oh, mashallah, Sister Maria has dual screens. So say you have a second screen or a mobile device to maximize your participation in learning, right? I think that would help the students, right? Just for them to know that, like from the first day. And I think what happened now was that when we were doing Kahoot, some people didn't have it and I didn't tell them. And I felt like I was getting a lot of complaints, but maybe it was a few people complaining. So that actually what demotivated me to making Kahoot. I love Kahoot. They were so awesome. But subhanAllah, there is inshallah, we will, like I said, we will be continuing our, you know, studies together. So inshallah, we'll all have more opportunities for Kahoot for sure. Okay, so here's the thing that's interesting here, right here. Al-Ajrumiya. Yes, we'll never find out who that weird Kepler was. Al-Ajrumiya charts and tables. If you open this file, Al-Ajrumiya charts and tables, it shows you a very nice layout of Mansubatul Asma, right? And it shows you number 1, Mafrul Bihi. Number 2, Masdar. Number 3, Dhaf Zaman. Number 3, Dhaf Makan. Number 3, Dhaf Zaman. 4, Makan. Number 5, Hal. And then Tamyiz 6 and Al-Mustathna 7 today. Ism La Munada Al-Maf'ul Min Ajlihi Al-Maf'ul Ma'ahu, inshallah, on Monday. The others, Khabar Kana, Ism Inna Tabi'. We've done all of that already. And the Majrurat are very straightforward. As you will see, it's actually, you already know all of them, okay? That's it. So that is kind of how it looks like for us going forward. Now, today we have Bab al-Tamyiz, right? The Bab al-Tamyiz. I want you to tell me, what is the root letters for the word Tamyiz? Tamyiz. If you are Desi, you might say Tamyiz. Then I would say, you are Bat-Tamyiz. That means someone who is ill-mannered. But that's a similarly sounding words. Nothing too serious. All right. So, meem, ya, and za. Correct. Ahsant, Sister Halima. Right? Anybody else was able to spot them? The root letters? The means? All right. So, these are the root letters. them yees, you might notice that it has two yas, right? And that's what makes it a tricky pronunciation. Them yees. It's family too. Mayyaza, yumayyizu, mayyiz, tamyizan. It's the masdar of family too. What is the meaning of mayyaza, yumayyizu? Right? If you look it up in the dictionary, you will find it means for something to be distinct, to be distinguished, right? Something that distinguishes one from the other. So in fiqh, right, you have this terminology called sinnut tamyiz. Sinnut tamyiz. You know what sin means? Not sin in English, the sin in Arabic. Sin means... sin means a year, very close. Sana is year. Sin is actually age. Sin is what? Age. Now, sinnut tamyiz, they say, is, I'll write this for you. This is in fiqh, the age of discernment. Yes, discernment. I.e., this is the age when a child is an older child. Okay? An older child. They can discern between right and wrong. Okay? They can discern between, they have the cognitive functions to be able to pray with some level of understanding, with some level of meaning. Okay, this is generally the age of 10 years old. Okay, this is the age of 10 years old, generally speaking. By the way, this is not to be confused with sinnul bulugh. Bulugh is what? Do you know what bulugh is? Sinnul bulugh would be? Puberty, right? Sinul bulugh is puberty. Okay, so sinut tamyiz is the age of discernment. At this age, this child you can distinguish, or this child is distinct from like little children. You see the idea? He's still a child, not an adult. At puberty, he's an adult, a young adult. But at this age, he is different, distinguished, distinct from other younger kids. That's the idea of sinnut tamyiz, right? And this is, for example, in fiqh, they say, this is when the child needs to start to pray, even though the salah becomes fard at the age of puberty. But at sinnut tamyiz, the child could lead salah, the child could definitely like the need the taraweeh and the nafl prayers, and according to some ulama, even lead the fard prayers, you know, and with adults behind, right? So that's what starts to happen at sinnut tamyiz. Also, like fasting is encouraged at sinnut tamyiz, and teaching of Islamic adab and knowledge happens at sinnut tamyiz, etc., etc. So all that, you know, that's what they call it, okay? Did anybody know of this term before? Yes or no? Yes, you know about that? Okay, no problem. So I assumed you did, but that's all right. But that is what they say, right? Now, what is tamyiz now grammatically? Definition, let's look at what Ibn Ajrum says. Ibn Ajrum says... he says, "التمييز هو الاسم المنصوب المفسر." What is this three words? What do they mean again? "الاسم المنصوب المفسر." We covered them last time. It is the mansub ism. Very good. Al-Mufassir also. Al-Mufassir also. It is the... Mufassir is like the one who explains, right? Yes or no? Ah, explaining. Ahsant, right? It is the explaining mansub ism. For what is liman bahama min al-dhawat? What is an ambiguous object? What's ambiguous object? It is an object... you know, that you're not sure about. Okay? Now, the idea is once Tamyiz is present. The object is no longer ambiguous. The object becomes distinct. Okay. Now this is a very theoretical idea. Let's look at an example that's more practical. Okay. The examples he gives here are not so good. So I'm going to actually not really look at them. I'm going to look at them, some examples from the Quran. So here's an example. Ayah number 34 from Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf. Right. So this is the story of the man with the two gardens. Right. You know the man with the two gardens? That story? Right. Very good. Alhamdulillah. So what is there's one guy who is, the two of them are they friends? Yes or no? The two people talking, are they friends? They are friends, alhamdulillah. All right, now, when they're talking, they're speaking in a really bizarre manner, right? The guy, the one friend is bragging about what he has. So, كَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. He said to his friend, as he was, while he was talking to him, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. He said, I am أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. All right, help me with the translation here. Okay, أَنَا, what does أَنَا mean? أَنَا means I. Inshallah, very nice. Jazakumullah khairan. Welcome back, Sister Maryam as well. MashaAllah, I just saw you. Jazakallah khair. I aktharu minka. Now, aktharu minka. Also, welcome back, Sister Halima. By the way, I hope your mother is doing well. May Allah give her shifa. Ameen. Aktharu minka. Tell me, ya people, what is aktharu minka? Ah, ahsanti salia. More than you, right? More than you. Remember this? Kathir, a lot. Aktharu min, more than. Right? More than. And al-akthar, the most. Do you remember this? Yes or no? Okay, very good, right? This is the good, better, best pattern. All right. So, ana aktharu minka, I am more than you. Yes or no? Now, your question would be, your question is what? More than you in what way? More than you in what way? Malan, what does malan mean? Money, wealth, right? Ahsant, right? Money, wealth. So the idea is, i.e., I am more than you in wealth, right? Or you can even say, I am wealthier, exactly, than you. Correct? So this is the idea of tamyiz. This is the idea of at-tamyiz. That when you say, I am more than you, ana aktharu minka, it's ambiguous, right? Is it ambiguous at this point? I am more than you? Because you can say, well, are you more than me in age? Are you more than me in wisdom? Are you more than me in knowledge? Are you more than me in kids? Like, what are you more than me in? Right? Yes or no? It's ambiguous. But then when I say, malan, now it is, it's distinct. It's clear. No longer is it ambiguous. That's the idea of tamyiz. It distinguishes, makes distinct an ambiguous object. And it is mansub. It is mansub. And a mansub ism. Ana aktharu min kamalan. Okay, very good. Not a nice thing to say to people, by the way. Right? Ana aktharu min kamalan. All right, that is kind of a, you know, person you don't want to be friends with. Wa'azzu. 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 What are the root letters for Azu, by the way? Help me with that first. Azu. Hmm. Sant Ain Za Za, right? This is where the root letters are doubled, right? We've seen an example of this with Sheen Dal Dal, right? Shadid is intense. Ashad, more intense or more severe, correct? Aziz is, what does Aziz mean? Aziz, one of the names of Allah is Al-Aziz. Aziz means victorious, it has a connotation of victory, sure. Al-Aziz is, so governor, that is from the story of Yusuf, Ahsanti, sister of Maryam, but that is a specific usage only in the context of the Egyptians pre-Pharaoh. Hmm? Powerful, powerful, very nice, right? Aziz means powerful. Aziz means someone who is also honored and has a dignity, right? Dignified, powerful person, right? Not just strong, but strong and dignified. Okay, are you with me? So let's say strong. Aziz means what? Aziz means strong. A'azzu minka, a'azzu is an stronger, you notice the minka part is omitted, right? It's implied, it's already there, right? Stronger than you. There's no need to repeat it. A'azzu minka nafaran, it's not necessary, it's already there in the sentence before, right? Do you see that? Okay, so and stronger than you, a'azzu minka, or a'azzu nafaran. Nafar means followers. Nafar means followers or a group. Okay, so what is he saying? I have more followers than you. Sounds like somebody who lives in the social media age. I am stronger than you in followers, i.e. I have more followers than you. Yeah, it's a real thing. People say this. I was watching a video of this guy. Crazy. He wasn't wearing a mask going to Costco, and he was getting kicked out because Costco wanted him to wear a mask. So he pulls out his phone and he goes on Instagram. He's like, tell my 3,102 followers why you're kicking me out. Like, you're bragging about 3,000 followers, like as if like you have something, like the khazainul ard, like the earth's treasures are in your hands, okay? Miskeen, wallahi, these people are miskeen. And the Costco employee was really like a charismatic guy, so he was able, he, you know, looked right in the camera and said the same thing, and it was a hilarious viral moment. Anyway, right? But you see the mentality, the narcissistic mentality, right? This is the narcissism that this man had. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. That's the same narcissism people have today. I have more followers. All right. Yes, Sister Maria, well done. Right? I have more followers than you. I am more important than you. I am, right? Did you see that narcissism? Like how it's so common today as well? Maybe even worse. Because this guy's bragging to his own one friend, right? Imagine bragging to like as many people who want to see you, right? How much worse is the narcissism? So it's quite interesting. Anyway, أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا, right? This is the ayah. And here again, أعز نفرا. نفرا is what? Tamiz, right? It is Tamiz. I am stronger than you. In what way? نفرا, followers. Is that clear, inshallah? That is the job of tamyiz. It clarifies. You could say that the tamyiz is answering the question, you know, in what way? It's answering the question in what way? You are more. In what way? You are stronger. In what way? Right? You are bigger. In what way? You see? That is the question that tamyiz is answering. Inshallah, is that clear, people? Okay. Now, another example of this, this is nice, is Surah Baqarah. وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. Translate with me, people. وَإِذْ وَإِذْ And when? Very nice. Now, wa'adna, is there an alif here? How many letters is this, by the way? This, until this point. How many letters is that? Very good. It's four, right? What are the four letters? Until this point. Wow, alif, ayn, dal, right? Is this the same as wa'adna with wow, ayn, dal? Is it the same exactly? The same word exactly? Not the same word. Is it close? Yes, because it's from the same root, right? So, if you look at this, wa'ada ya'idu, to make a promise. By the way, we did this in the tutorial, how the R1 being weak, how that is R1 wow, how the conjugation or the family members of it are. So I encourage you to please watch that tutorial, inshallah, it will be very beneficial. Okay, wa'ada ya'idu means to make a promise, right? The masdar is wa'adan, correct? Okay, now wa'ada with an alif is actually family three. Which family? Family three. Family three is the one with the extra alif after R1. Okay, this one, to make an arrangement, to arrange for a meeting or a rendezvous. Wow, that is an interesting thing to do. Or to make an appointment with someone for a given time or at a certain place. All right. That is, folks, wa'ada. Okay. Now, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about Musa alayhi salam, how he is going to make an appointment for Musa. Now, check this out. It has, say, like, if you make an appointment, right? Because Allah was making an appointment with Musa, as in like for Musa to come see him. Okay. So you need how many maf'uls here? Look at the brackets. Count with me how many maf'uls you need. How many has do you see? One and then two, right? Two has, right? One ha here and one ha here. Yes or no? Because you need to, the first one with someone, right? That's your one. And then number two for a given time or a certain place, that's number two. So the way Halima, the way Hanswe writes it, unfortunately, he's not very consistent. Sometimes he writes ha and ha, right? Sometimes he writes S-O for someone, S-T-H for something. Usually he writes S-O and S-T-H, by the way. But this time, he chose to write ha-ha. Is that okay? But I'm pointing this out to you right now, though, right? Is that all right? You can even kind of maybe discern this from this. With someone, that's maf'ul number one. Maf'ul number two is either for a given time or at a certain place. Correct? How many maf'uls? How many maf'uls, people? Two maf'uls. Thank you. All right. Perfect. All right. Wa'idh. And when? Wa'adna. Let's take this meaning. Make an appointment. Please tell me the translation of that. I will actually, if you don't mind, turn it so that you can send the answers to me so no one else sees what you're typing, if you're more comfortable with that. Wa'adna. Excellent. Ahsanti, Sister Fazana. Ahsanti, Sister Saliha. Sister Wadad, Ahsant. Sister Maryam, Ahsant. We made an appointment. Musa. Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Musa obviously is with someone. With someone. With Musa. Right? Maf'ul number one. Ahsanti, Sister Wadad. Right? With Musa. Number two is for a given time. Arba'ina. Arba'ina means what? Arba'ina is 40. Yes. For 40. Now the question is, that's okay. Alhamdulillah. The question is 40 what? Is it clear what 40 means? Is it ambiguous? Or is it distinct? Clear, unclear? It is unclear. It is ambiguous. Very nice. Okay. So, subhanAllah, what is the word that will clarify this for us? Tamyiz, ahsant. Right? Laylatan, tamyiz. Layla means what? Right. So, see here it is literally, it's Laylatan is the one singular. But the way it works is that when you have Arba'ina and then Laylatan, when the tamiz for a number is singular. Okay? The tamiz for a number that's plural is singular. It's, you know, like it's translated as plural because Arba'in is 40. Is that okay? All right. So now, let me repeat that. That tamyiz that tells you, you know, like 40 what, right? 40 nights, 40 weeks, 40 years. That would be singular. The word, like linguistically, would be singular. Like laylatan is actually a singular word. Okay? That's just how it is in Arabic when you do counting. Okay? When you do counting, that's how it's counted. Right? All right. Now, there's actually different rules for counting for different figures. Okay? By the way. But for these figures, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, these ones, the tamyiz that tells you the unit that you're counting is singular. Okay? Ishruna laylatan, 20 nights. Ishruna shahran, 20 months. Ishruna sanatan, 20 years. Thalathuna laylatan, 30 nights. Arba'una laylatan, 40 nights, etc., etc. Like that, okay? It is always singular, okay? But that's not the point necessarily for us. The point for us to notice is laylatan is what? Laylatan is? Tamyiz, right? And it is there. The translation for this would be, and when we made an appointment for Musa alayhi salam for 40 nights, right? Arba'ina layla. All right. So that is that. If we look at the i'rab of this sentence, the i'rab of it is actually quite straightforward in the sense that wa'adna, we explained this already from the Hanswear. Wa'adna is the fa'il, na is your fa'il. Maf'ul one is Musa, maf'ul number two is arba'in, right? Because that as we said, there is two maf'uls here in this fa'il. It requires two maf'uls, arba'ina. And then the third thing that it requires is, or the third thing after that is the tamyiz, which is laylatan. All right. So as you can see here, there is actually 1, 2, 3 mansub isms. Two of them, Musa and Arba'in, are mansub because they're maf'ul, and laylatan is mansub because it is istamyiz. All right. I want you to make an observation for me. Are you ready? Before I actually proceed, any questions about this? Any questions about what we have discussed? You can either say something or you can open the mic and say it. That's up to you. The reason why I, this was actually one of the feedback that I got from the forum, and I really appreciated that, was that about tamyiz and about any, like about the topic at hand right now. Tamyiz or even anything like, why is something in the ayah the way it is? That before I move on to a new topic, I should give you guys a moment to, you know, ask a question if there is a particular question, right? Okay. Mali aktharu min iyaka. My wealth is more than yours. So this won't be correct, but Asif. What are you trying to say? You're trying to say I have more money than you? Is that what you're trying to say? Yes or no? Same sentence. Okay. If you want to say about like your wealth, for example, right? Then you say, Mali aktharu min your wealth. How would you say your wealth? Min. That will be, so minka, you use it if I'm saying I compared to you. But I'm comparing my money, mali, to your wealth. So I would say, mali aktharu min malika, right? That's how you would say it. Make sense? All right. Thank you very much. Jazakallah khair. Excellent question. Any other questions before we proceed? All right. Well, alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, what we're going to do next, inshallah ta'ala, is look at make an observation about the tamyiz and how it is occurring. Okay. I want you to observe that ana aktharu minka malan a'azzu nafaran laylatan laylatan. What, make an observation there, ahsanti, sister Halima, sister Nadia. They are so they are indefinite and also they are mansub, right? Yes or no? So this is one thing that Ibn Ajrum says here. He says, وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا نَكِيرَةً. Tamyiz is what? Tamyiz is nakira. What is nakira? Nakira is indefinite. There we go. Nakira is indefinite. So that is an observation we can make. And that is in fact a rule for tamyiz. And the other thing you can observe is, أنا أكثر منك مالا أعز نفرا أربعين ليلة. You notice something about the placement of tamyiz. أحسنتي سيستر ناديا and سيستر حليمة it and سيستر صالحة أحسنتم or أحسنتن I should say. Come on brothers, let me make this أحسنتم instead of أحسنتن. So it is so that you, very nicely observed, it is at the end of the sentence. Malan, nafaran, laylatan. Yeah? End of the sentence means after the fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. After the mubtada and khabar. Right? Ana is mubtada, aktharu is khabar. After that comes malan. You see? That's the idea. And what does Ibn Ajrum say? وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بَعْدَ تَمَامِ الْكَلَامِ. What does that mean? That means it is at the end of the sentence, after the sentence is complete. Ahsantum, well done. Right? It is at the end of the sentence. These are three things we can observe. In fact, this is the conditions that Ibn Ajrum puts on the tamyiz as well. Alhamdulillah, we observed them in our ayat. In summary, the question that tamyiz answers is in what way? It is a mansub ism. It is indefinite. It comes at the end of the sentence. It makes things, making the object distinct, clear, and unambiguous. Okay? All right. Well, alhamdulillah, and I just can't spell unambiguous. All right. I think I've misspelled it every single time I've typed it. Allahu Akbar. I'm definitely not one of those Indian kids who shows up at the spelling bees, eh? Spelling those hard words, showing up on ESPN for the moment of glory. All right. Okay. All right. Next up is chapter of Istithna. Chapter of what? Istithna. Say it with me. Istithna. This is a tajweed activity for you. Huh? This is a scene. Yes? Scene is pronounced how so? With like this. Scene. Your tongue is kind of like flat, like in a normal state. Tongue is always flat. But scene is kind of like that. Is. Like that, yeah? Okay. Then there is the this letter. What is this letter? This is the tha. This is the tha. The tha is pronounced with the tongue touching the tip of the tongue touching the this part of the tooth. The front of the, or the bottom, excuse me, of the front two teeth. Istithna. The edges. Ahsanti, Sister Vidad. Well done. Okay. Istithna. That is what Babul Istithna is. Okay. It's a tricky pronunciation, but it is a good pronunciation. Feels good when you say it right. Okay. What does Istithna mean? Istithna means exceptions. What is the word that you know for istithna? You will know definitely one word, for sure. Ahsan, Badasif, Sister Fazana. Illa, very good. Do you know another one? Hint, it's in Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay, hatta is like until. Hatta is until. Ah, ghayr. Ahsan, Sister Fazana, well done. And you're worried about failing the test. Come on. MashaAllah. You're doing great. MashaAllah. All of you are. Ghayr. Ghayr is a word that is also with the meaning of except. All right? These are the istithnas or the words that we know for istithna. Let us look at the huruf that create the meaning of except. Now for this, I'm going to utilize something else. Okay? I'm going to utilize the walakin, Sister Nadia, is but, right? Or however. This is except. Like, there is no power except Allah. Or except with Allah, for example. There is no true deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Babu al-Istithna, as you can see, is like a massive paragraph. And it's not very fun to read. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to utilize the slide here, all right? And I'm going to go to Al-Mustathna. Chapter of Istithna. Istithna is actually the mustar. Mustathna is the acted upon from the family. Mustathna. This is family 10, by the way. Let's look at it. And then we'll take a break after 5 minutes, inshallah, at 9 o'clock for Al-Maghrib, insha'Allah. Okay. Babul Istithna. He says, Huruful Istithna'i Thamaniyatun. What is this? The huruf that create the meaning of Istithna are are 8. How do you remember numbers in Arabic? Either you can learn it through واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة, right? That nasheed on YouTube. Or you can know some of the ayat in Quran that have the numbers in them, right? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. Right, this is from, that one was from, what's the surah? Al-Haqqa, Ahsant. Right? But also in Kahf, right, سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةٌ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. Very good. So it's also there as well. So a nice way of remembering numbers, I feel, is like through some ayat of Quran. That way you get both things. You get the ayat of Quran and you get the numbers as well. Okay? Yes or no, people? Okay. So we have 8 letters of istithna. All right? Number one is what? Illa. Illa means except. This is the most important one. This is the most important one by far. Okay. Number two is غير. Second most important one. Okay. This means except. Also in English, the way we translate it, it sometimes becomes instead of, other than, right? Like it has those meanings as well. Okay. Again, sometimes in English, we don't say except when we are talking about exceptions. And this is how the vocab of the language works. So it has multiple meanings because of that reason. Okay. Next one is siwa. This is C1 with the two fathas here. This is how the word is, because you can notice the root letter. R3 is a ya. That is a weak letter. Okay. An irregular letter. Just like Hudan is the same way. Okay. Siwan. Also Suwan. And also Sawa'un. All of these mean the same. There's no difference between them. Ha ha. Get it? So why are they in the category of except? Huh? Why are they under this category? So a good question. Well, when you are saying something like La ilaha illallah, right? What are you saying? You're saying Allah is the only one worthy of worship. Others are not worthy of worship. There's a difference. Yes or no? Right? That's the purpose of exceptions. The opposite of that is no difference. Right? The opposite of that is no difference. So that is included under the category of exceptions, istithna. We don't really, we won't worry about this too much because there's very few examples of it in the Quran. Makan and suwa in Surah Taha. Sawa'un alayhim anzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. And it is in fact sometimes in the Quran used as a ism. It is not even used as a harf in the Quran. It is used as a ism, as you can appreciate with the tanween here. Alright? But Ibn Ajum includes it here. And we will just go through it for the sake of completing that. But the focus remains on these first two, because these are the most frequent ones. Okay. Then you have khala and ada and hasha. All of them mean except as well. These are all the same meaning. This, to my knowledge, are not in the Quran. You know, hasha lillahi is in the Quran. When the women who saw Yusuf and they started cutting their hands, right? They said, Hasha lillahi, but that's Hasha means as in like Allah is like glorified, subhanallah. That's Hasha, the ya with the little alif. That's how that's written. Now, what's interesting is Khala comes in a line of poetry that's very famous because the Prophet made it famous. There was a poet by the name of Labid. Labid was a very famous poet in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and then he accepted Islam. And after accepting Islam, you know what happened to Labid? Labid stopped being a poet. Have you heard the story? No? Okay. So Labid is a great poet. In fact, he was such a great poet, Imam al-Shafi'i was referring to him as like the greatest poet of all time. Okay? So Labid, after he became Muslim, he stopped reciting poetry. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked him once when Umar was a Khalifa, he said, "Hey Labid, share some poetry with us." So Labid starts reading Surah Baqarah. And Umar radiallahu anhu stops him and says, "Okay, I know Surah Baqarah, but I asked you for poetry." He says, "I can't think of anything better to say after Al-Baqarah. I just can't, like, you know, like, I don't even, like, I'm compelled to stop reading poetry because of how amazing Surah Al-Baqarah is." That was the effect the Quran had on arguably the greatest poet of the pre-Islamic and the early Islamic era, if not the greatest, top five of all time for sure, okay? That's how impactful the Quran was for this man. He just stopped saying it. So he had one line of poetry that he said, "Ala kullu shay'in ma khala Allah batilu." Okay? Ma khala Allah. Khala Allah, that is, except Allah, right? So he said this poem, and the Prophet said that this is the most truthful statement that a poet has ever said, which is, everything except Allah is batil, is, you know, temporary, it's, you know, not, you know, real in its essence. The one who's real in his essence truly is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why khala is, you know, it's famous because of that. Wallahu a'lam. Okay. So, but these are not in the Quran in that way. Khala in Surah Baqarah, says Salih is saying, ayah number 66. Sister Hala, that's a good question. Let me check. Tanzeel.net to the rescue. 276. Khala. Oh no, this is different khala, right? This khala is to, you know khalwa? Khalwa, do you know what khalwa means from fiqh? Man and a woman, no khalwa. Right? What does it mean? Khalwa is a boy and a girl cannot have khalwa unless they're married. Can't be alone together, right? Can't be alone together. So that idea, that khala, khalwatan, that's the masdar, when they are alone, they say to each other, you see? So it's not khala as in accept, all right? But excellent, excellent thought, Sister Saliha, jazakallahu khair. All right, so that is that. Now what we will do after Maghrib is the following. I want you to notice something for me. How many categories does Ibn Ajrum break down the Huruf al-Istithna? There's eight, but how many does he break it down into? These large boxes. There's three of them, right? Okay, so if you were to consider this, right? If you were to consider this, where is it? Bismillah. Allah help me today, please, with this. All right. So consider this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then 8. All right. So when you write this like this, al-mustathna bi illa, right? This is number 1, right? Mustathna bi ghair, siwa, suwa, sawa is what? 2 to what? 2 to 5. Thank you very much. Right? And then the last box here is number, so I can put this in number 2 to 5, yeah? And it's number 6 to 8. And this is number 1. Alright? So, we will look at, inshallah, after Maghrib, 2 to 5 first, because this is the simplest one. Very simple rule. Then we'll look briefly at this one, 6 to 8, khala, ada, hasha, because he mentions this, but in reality, it's not really in the Quran, so we will not spend so much time on it. And then we'll conclude with this guy. The main thing, inshallah, mustathna bi illa. Sounds good, inshallah, people. Then I have a very, very short and sweet pop quiz for you. The pop quiz is very simple. It's multiple choice. You'll love it, inshallah. So, inshallah ta'ala. All right. Jazakumullah khairan. I will see you after Salatul Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala. Just give be back very shortly. Jazakumullah khairan. Let's resume, inshallah, our study of Al-Mustathna, or Bab al-Istithna, the chapter of Al-Istithna. Okay? We've lost a few people. What happened? I hope they're back. Khalas, no problem. Inshallah, they'll be back. Now, the category, right, that he makes here, three categories, right? Grammatically, three categories. Not by meaning, because meaning, as you can see, except, right? But we're breaking it down grammatically more than anything else into three categories. Category number one, we're going to call it illa. Category number two, we're going to call it ghayru, siwa, suwa, sawa. This is, those four. And then other one is khala, ada, hasha. What happens in category? Let's start with this category. The category of... the category of ghayru, siwa, suwa. Okay? What happens here? Well, it is... Ibn Ajrum says, majrurun la ghayru. Okay? He says, I'll show you right here. He says, wal mustathna bi ghayrin wa siwa wa suwa wa sawa'in majrurun la ghayru. What does this mean by the majrurun la ghayru? Majrurun la ghayr. What do you think, O people? Majrur, nothing else. Ahsanti, Sister Madia. Very nice, mashallah. Right? Majrurun. Without exception. Majrurun without exception. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Well done. So that is, what does he mean? He means that the word after ghayr is always majrur. For example, ghayril maghdubi. Ghayril maghdubi. Is that majrur? Al maghdubi? Yes. Well, why is it majrur? Because it comes after the word ghayr. Are you all with me? Yes or no? Okay, very nice. Now, someone in the morning class asked me, that was a very good question, why is it under the chapter of mansubat? If it is majrur without exception, why is it under this category? Well, I think Ibn Ajrum has classified it all under the chapter of istithna. And like in istithna, like the rule is mansub, as we'll see. But the exception in the chapter is the majrur. That's the idea. Okay, no pun intended there. So that is why he included this. Ghayri al-maghdubi. Okay, is that part, inshallah, okay? I think that's a straightforward one, yes? All right, next one that he says is the numbers 6, 7, and 8. وَالْمُسْتَثْنَى بِخَلَى وَعَدَى وَحَاشَى المستثنى بخلا وعدا وحاشا يجوز نصبه وجره. Okay, what does يجوز mean? If you studied some fiqh, you might know what this means. يجوز. Do you know what this word means? يجوز. Permissible. أحسنت. Allowed. أحسنت. Right? جواز is indeed permissibility. Right? يجوز نصبه. What does يجوز نصبه mean? Yajuzu is the fi'il, nasbu is the fa'il. Yajuzu nasbuhu. Let me just make it a little bigger, sorry for you. What's allowed? What's allowed? How about nasb? It's nasb, it's mansub is allowed. It's mansub is allowed, wajarruhu, and it's majrur is allowed. You with me? right? It's nasb and jar are allowed, i.e. it could be mansub and majroor are permissible. Mansub and majroor are permissible. I.e. the word after it can be mansub or majroor. Either is fine. All right? So that is that. Is that clear, inshallah? Let's see an example. I mean, clear isn't like the idea is clear, but let's see an example. Okay? Look at that. قام القوم. What does قام القوم mean? قام القوم. قام القوم. The nation stood. Or the people stood. أحسنت. Well done. أحسنتما. Very good. The people stood. Or the nation stood. Khala. Khala means except Zaydan. You can say قام القوم خلا Zaydan. The people stood except Zayd. Or you can say قام القوم خلا Zaydin. The people stood except Zayd. That's the idea. Both of them are acceptable grammatically. Okay? Both of them are acceptable grammatically. All right? So far, so good? All right. Very nice. Alhamdulillah. Any difference in meaning? No difference in meaning. No difference in meaning whatsoever. All right. So that is the word after can be mansub or majroor. Either is fine. Now, our friend. Which one is our friend? Illa. Illa has three scenarios. Three scenarios, people. Yeah? All right. This is an interesting one. A tricky one. But inshallah, we will get it. Okay? What does he say? فَالْمُسْتَثْنَى بِإِلَّا يُنْصَبُ. Tell me, what does يُنْصَبُ mean? يُنْصَبُ means... This is a passive, yeah? يُنْصَبُ, passive. It is... Mustathna is the word after illa. Ah, it's made mansub. Excellent. Mustathna means the word after illa. The word after illa is called mustathna. Okay, people? This is actually an important note. Let me write this down for you. Okay? The word after illa or غير etc. is called what? مستثنى. مستثنى. Like that. The word after. Sorry. Thank you, Nadia, for that. The word after illa or ghayr is called al-mustathna or mustathna. Okay? So he says the mustathna bi illa yunsabu. It's made majroor. The word after illa is made mansub idha kana al-kalamu taman mujaban. Two conditions. Condition number one, taman. Condition number two, mujaban. Okay? What does tamman mean? Tamman means complete. Mujaban means affirming. I'll explain what these means in a second here, okay? Tamman, complete. Mujaban, affirming. Okay? Complete as in the sentence is complete. Complete means what? The sentence is complete. What is a complete jumla ismiya? What does it need to have? On a minimum. Mubtada and khabar. Very good. What is the complete jumla fi'liya at the minimum? Jumla fi'liya at the minimum. Fi'l fa'il, right? That is what? Complete. What does affirming mean? Affirming is the opposite of negating, right? You're saying something, like you're affirming something happened, not negating. You're affirming that something happened, not that you're negating it, that it happened. You with me, people? All right. Scenario number one is complete and affirming. All right? You with me? People? Aha. Let's look at what happens. If it's complete and affirming sentence, the word after illa is mansub. Okay? The word after illa is mansub. So I would say, I want to say I hit the people. How would I say I hit the people? I hit the people. I want to say that. This would be what? Darabtu al-qawma. Darabtu al-qawma. Yes? Now, is this a complete sentence? Fail fa'il. In fact, there's a maf'ul as well. Is it affirming? I'm affirming something, right? Yes. Now I won't say illa except Zayd. So then what will I say except? Illa what? Illa Zaydan. Very nice. Illa Zaydan. That is al-mustathna. That is the mustathna, the word after illa, it is mansub. Okay, look at the example here. Qama al-qawmu illa zaydan. Qama al-qawmu. What does qama al-qawmu mean again? Qama al-qawmu means the people stood or the nation stood. Ahsantum. Illa zaydan except zayd. Right? It is affirming. It is complete. خرج الناس. The people. People what? The people left, exited. خرج means to exit, yeah? إلا عمرًا except عمر. Right? So عمر didn't exit, everybody else exited. زيد did not stand, everybody else stood. Right? That's the idea of complete affirming. Make sense, people? All right. Does that make sense, inshallah? All right. Let's look at an example from the Quran, shall we? The example from the Quran is Surah number 2, Surah Baqarah, Ayah 249. A very long ayah. Right? This is the ayah that talks about Talut. You guys know who Talut is? Talut was who, oh people? Was he really his father-in-law? I didn't know that actually, Brother Asif. But he was the king from Bani Israel, correct? After Musa alayhi salam, right? Israeliyat, okay. Like this is right? Alam tara ila al-mala'i min Bani Israel min ba'di Musa. Min ba'di Musa, after Musa. They said to their prophet, Iba'ath lana malikan. Make for us a king. Who was this king? Inna Allah qad ba'atha lakum Talut malika. They didn't like Talut though, because Talut was not rich. Okay? But Talut was strong and smart, right? So Talut, when he was going to the Ara to face the Jalut. Jalut is who? Jalut is, in the biblical tradition, Goliath. Very nice. Goliath. Okay? So when he was going to face the Goliath, he took an army, but he didn't want any weak people in his army. So he wanted them, he wanted to sift out the riffraff from the real ones. Okay? So what does he say? He says, "Inna Allah mubdalikum binahr." Allah is going to test you Mubtali, ibtala, to test. Mubtali, he's the one who's testing. Testing you, binaharin, with a river. Faman shariba minhu falaysa minni. The one who drinks from it is what? Falaysa minni. Not from? Minni. Not from me, right? He's not going to be with me. Right? Laysa minna would be with us, right? Or from us. So he's not going to be with me. He's not from me. He's not going to be with me. All right? وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. And the one who لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ يَطْعَمْهُ. You notice لَمْ and for that is مَجْزُوم. يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. And the one who doesn't drink from it, then he is from me. Yat'am actually is to nourish from it. Who doesn't nourish from it? He is from me. Illa, except man, the one who igtarafa. Igtarafa is to, you know, scoop. Igtarafa ghurfatan biyadi. A scoop with what? With his what? Biyadihi. With his hand. Very good. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. Translate this one for me, please. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. Ahsanti, sister Halima. Ahsanti, sister Nadia. Extract from it. Illa, except. Ahsanti, sister Saliha. Well done. Except who? Except a few. Qalilam minhum of, you know, from them, a few of them, right? They drank from it except a few of them. Yes or no? Does that make sense? So they all drank. Ahsanti, sister Maryam. Except a few from them. By the way, sometimes from could mean off in English, right? He is from me, i.e. is, you know, off me, like he's off my group, right? Drank except a few from them, i.e. a few of them. Okay, just the meaning sometimes in English conveys that way. Okay, without mudaf mudaf ilayhi, it conveys sometimes. But generally, min means from. Is that okay? I hope that's not bothering somebody. They're like, what? Why is this? Huh? Is that okay? All right. Now, فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. Our conditions were what? Our conditions were, number one, the word is تَامًا. It is, it's complete. Is the sentence complete? Fa'il, fa'il. Is it complete, the sentence? Fa'il and fa'il are there. Yes, fa'il is. Sharibu. Fa'il. Fa'il is. Wow. Excellent. Ahsantum. Very good. So, sentence is complete, yeah? All right, great. Sentence complete. Check. Is it mujaban? Is it affirming? Like something was done, not something was not done. Yes, it is in fact mujaban. So, the mustathna, the word after illa, is what? Qaleelan. Mansoob. Make sense? Does that make sense, all people? Walhamdulillah. I hope that was good, yeah? Alright. That makes sense, inshallah? This is how it works. Scenario number two. Complete, but the opposite of affirming is negating. Yeah? So, scenario number two is going to be Taman is still the same. Okay. But instead of it being mujaban, It is manfiyan. Huh? It is manfiyan. Complete is still there. Complete is still there. But instead of it being affirming, it is negating. Manfiyan. Now, if that's the case, jaza is the past tense of yajuzu, which means permissible. Fihi, it is permissible in it. Al-badalu. What is al-badal? Do you remember al-badal? Al-badal, the substitute, the replacement. Ahsanti, Sister Mahdiya. Yeah? So the substituting is permissible. Badal. Or what? Wa-nasb. Or mansub. Ala al-istithna, i.e. due to the exception. Okay? So, if I wanted to say, in fact, forget what I wanted to say, let's look at the ayah right away. Okay? Look at this ayah. وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِ اقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوْ اِخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ Okay? If we had, excuse me, commanded them to kill themselves or leave their homes, مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَا, what does مَا mean? مَا means not. فَعَلُوهُ means They did it. مَا فَعَلُوهُ, they didn't do it, right? They didn't do it. Yes or no? إِلَّا, except, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ, a few of them. All right, is this a complete sentence? Is it a complete sentence? فِعِل and فَعِل. Yes, what's the فِعِل? The fi'l is right, fa'alu, right? We're just going to put the whole thing just for the sake of ease. What is the fa'il? Fa'il is wow, very nice, very nice. Maf'ul is who? Very good, barakallahu fikum. Maf'ul is who? In fact, I'll put it as who, like this guy. All right. Yes, makes sense, inshallah? All right. Now, he says, so the sentence is complete. Yes? Now, is the sentence affirming or negating? It is negating. Now, in this case, you have two possibilities. Possibility number one is badal. Possibility two is mansub due to exception, right? Due to the exception, istithna. Is this a badal or is it mansub due to exception? It's a badal, right? What is it a badal for? What's the mubdal? What do you think it is replacing, oh people? The wow, ahsant. Well done. Mubdal is the wow. You see? Because they are the ones, right? The wow represents the people who did it, right? Yes or no? The wow represents the people who did it. Yes? So this qalilun is going to be a mubdal, a badal for that wow. This wow is marfu' because it's the fa'il, right? Fa'il is marfu'. So qalilun is marfu' because it is the mubdal for the, it's the badal for the Fa'il, which is a waw. Do you see that? Fa'aluhu illa qalilun. Do you see this? Yes or no? Could it be? Could I say this as well? Can I say this as well? Ma fa'aluhu illa qalilan minhum. Can I say this? Like, is this correct grammatically? It's complete. It is negating. So I could have it as badal for my fa'il or a mansub due to exception. I can have that, right? Yes or no? So badal is marfu', right? Because it is a badal for the fa'il. The fa'il is marfu', right? They, qaleel is a badal for that. Few. Is that okay? Badal isn't always marfu. It could be majroor as well, by the way. Could be mansub too. Who knows? Okay. But in this case, here it is definitely fa'alu is definitely marfu, right? Because it's the fa'il. So qaleelun is going to be what? Marfu. But can qaleel be mansub? Is this correct? It is in fact correct. Walhamdulillah, it is correct. Okay, is this like how could you say that about the Quran, brother? Well, do you want to check something very cool and then we'll end with that, inshallah? Okay. All right, here's the really nice and interesting thing here. Okay. I'm going to go in ilm al-qira'at. I'm going under ayah number 4. I'm sorry, surah number 4, ayah number 66. 66. Okay. And what do I find here? Look at that. Illa, you know, the same ayah. Illa qaleel. It's going to mention actually the word. And then is there any differences in the tajweed because of the qira'at? Okay, so illa qalilun birrafa. Yes? Yes or no? Do you know what is that? And that is the recitation of Nafi', Ibn Kathir, Abu Amr, Asim. This is the recitation that we know. Hafsan Asim, right? This is the one that usually we recite in. Okay, all the other recitations that are mutawatir, they say illa qalilun. This one, Ibn Amir al-Dimashqi, also muttafaq alayhi. This is also a agreed upon recitation, mutawatir recitation. Illa what? Illa qalilan bin nasf. Huh? Isn't that nice? That is the idea, right? In allowed. And in fact, exists in the recitation of Ibn Amir, right? The word after illa always has to mean, not always, Sister Fazana, but in the examples I'm showing you, which are a bit more like basic examples in a way, right? They are not, they do have to mean. For example, La ilaha illallah, right? La ilaha illallah. Who? This is what had been there. Right? Alright. Jazakallah khair. Now, so what we're left with is we're going to finish up, inshallah, the istithna, the third condition of istithna. We're going to come with illa. We'll finish up on inshallah next week. But what we learned is huruf al istithna, illa, these four. And then these three, they have separate rulings. Illa is very interesting. And what we have in illa is, the default is mansub. Okay? The default is mansub, but there are scenarios where the marfu' could exist via badal. For example, in this ayah, the situation where the scenario is complete and negating, the sentence, excuse me, is complete and negating. Does this change the meaning? No, the translation is still the same. exactly the same translation. They did not do it except a few of them. Right? They did not do it except a few of them. Exactly the same translation as well. Okay? Jazakumullah khair. How did you, was this not like, did you, I think this was cool, yeah? What did you think of it? Yes? Alhamdulillah. So the objective of Ajrumiya, so the chart, will go back through it again one more time because we have Monday, inshallah. But the objective of Ajrumiya is, folks, the idea is that it's a review and it also shows you what's like the interesting stuff that's there. Like what's the advanced stuff that's there that we haven't yet, you know, that's to be learned, to be explored. How far does this ocean go, inshallah? That is what Ajrumiya is. All right, so we're going to exit, inshallah, with this exit quiz. Yes? Please do it. It's going to take, it's a very short thing. It's only like five, in fact, multiple choice questions. It is anonymous. I don't know who you are when you answer. So please do that. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Before you log off and go do what you have to do, finish it first, please, and then do that, okay? Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going to stop the recording, but I'll leave the class on so you can click the link and do it, inshallah ta'ala. And if you're done,